Network. All right, we're going right to your calls, but Damon Vickers wanted to make one more point before we do it. Go ahead, sir.
No, I just wanted to say, I mean, I am for people, and I'm for you know, joy and happiness and love to be in greater abundance on this planet. And to do that, I think we have to elevate our consciousness to realize that we're all connected and that we're all a part of the same family, the human family, and we have to respect one another. And we can only, sometimes the only way that you can actually even get to that point is through some type of a crisis or an event that brings us together.
But Al Gore, they're now saying, is our global priest, president of the world. That's in the newspaper today. Let me tell you, my discernment...
I don't think he has enough charisma, quite frankly, to be that, but okay.
This guy that sold us on NAFTA and GATT now wants me to pay carbon tax that this Apple breathes to him, so I'll be safe. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, this guy's the head of the New World Order. I ain't buying it.
I doubt that's true.
A giant demonic Nelly.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. This is not my cup of tea. Listen, let's go to Shanky in Georgia. Shanky, quick, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks. It's been a great conversation, and I really enjoyed it because I'm right in the middle of both of you, because I'm on Damon's side on a lot of things and yours on the other. To get to Damon and what he does for a living, out there right now, there are a lot of top callers. You've done very good in the past at calling tops. We can all see the top coming now, and you talk about riding the trends, and the trend is your friend. But the crash of the dollar, I'm a big proponent of this, to wrestle this market away from the manipulators at this point in time, that it's going to take some type of external event, and could it be the crash of the dollar? You know, people are talking about wars, whatever. Can I get your opinions on that real quick?
Yeah, I mean, the trend for the dollar is decidedly lower. Trend for gold, oil, obviously decidedly higher. Do we need some type of an event? I think what you're saying is ultimately, does the government create some type of a global distraction to juice the dollar? Well, they've done that a couple of times in the past. I don't think they're really at that right now. I think their mindset is that a lower dollar juices exports, is good for the economy, and because they're not innovators, because Obama is not an entrepreneurial genius, he's a very well-spoken politician that delivers incredible speeches. So I hope, I really, 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 really profoundly hope that it doesn't take some type of a global war for us to revive the economy of us exporting military machinery over into an apocalyptic.
But the Rand Corporation is saying that's what they need, and that looks like where they're moving the next 2 years with Iran.
I hope not. I really hope not.
Damon, you bring up a key point here, though. The numbers are in. Manufacturing's down, even with a weaker dollar. That should boost it. That doesn't bode well for the White House strategy.
No, it doesn't work. Destroying the dollar, I mean, inevitably doesn't work. There's an end game, and the end game is that you don't have a currency at all.
And then that gets replaces
90% of its value since 1971. So,
and that gets replaced with SDRs or a basket of currencies or a new global cashless thumbprint system?
Well, I don't know that we're moving towards a thumbprint system. I mean, I think that if you see that the countries and that have things like oil, like resources, Australia, South Africa, Canada. And I know I misquoted when I made that comment about Canada not having resources. Canada has a lot of resources. Their currencies are doing terrific. The United States, we don't have that stuff. We don't have anything to export except promises, which is our promises to pay off the debt.
All right. Stay there. We got to move quick in the final segment with our guest, to Andrew, Karen, who says she disagrees, Jeff, Anita, we got to hurry, and I really appreciate our guest, DamonVickers.com. Is Damon Vickers on with us right now. This has really been intriguing. Stay with us.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cow Bend Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cow Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cow Bend Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cow Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
From the company that brought you solar and preparedness quality you can bet your life on for over 15 years, now comes the best sale ever on Mountain House Foods. Right now, ReadyMadeResources.com has all Mountain House Foods on sale at 25% off. Go to ReadyMadeResources.com to see the variety of our quality Mountain House Foods in a wide selection for every taste. Now at 25% off, and that includes free shipping on case lots. Mountain House Foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals. Yes, there is a catch. This 25% off sale only lasts through November 30th. Hurry. Go to ReadyMadeResources.com or call toll free 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to ReadyMadeResources.com. Hurry. Sale ends November 30th.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are taking your phone calls in this final segment with Damon Vickers, DamonVickers.com. I'm Alex Jones. Our websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. More calls and a huge news blitz of information I haven't covered yet coming up in the next segment. Let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Andrew in Missouri. You're on the air, Andrew. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't mean to, derail the conversation because I'm loving it. But I just want to know what's up with silver, because I don't hear much about that.
Well, silver's good, Greg. Glad you called, Andrew. Silver's fine. It's not quite as strong as gold. When you're trading markets, you're investing in markets, you're always going to have the weaker sisters, meaning that there's the strong market and then there's the also-ran. My strongest advice to you, and remember this, is that it's generally a bad idea to buy the weaker of the markets. You want to buy strength and sell weakness. Silver has always traded less than the gold. I know the thought being that it'll rack up a greater percentage. Stick with the strongest market. Always buy the strongest market.
Does that go for natural gas as being a weak second to oil?
You got it, man. Natural gas has been in this months and months and months and months. You would have thought if energy is bottoming, why don't I buy natural gas? It's cheaper. It only got cheaper. Natural gas has been horrific year to date. So, and silver's not doing the same thing, but I'm just saying it's an ongoing process. Stick with the best.
So you're saying nothing succeeds like success. Why buy Yahoo when you can buy Google? The big one has a larger gravitational economic pull and is always going to accelerate mass at a faster clip.
Yeah, Google, I mean, something may inevitably displace Google, but you don't see it on the horizon right now. But, yeah, you want to stick with the best of breed and be willing to pay up for it. Don't buy the also-ran. And on the contrary to that, if you're looking to make money from a market going down, sell the weakest. Sell the weakest market.
Okay, does that answer your question, Andrew?
Yeah. Usually, you know, I've heard, I don't know if it's true, but I heard silver was 15 to 1, you know, 15 ounces of silver by 1 ounce of gold in the past.
Yeah, it may be, but you sound like a person that's long silver that's seeking to justify their position. How much silver do you own, Andrew?
I'm just getting into it. I've heard, you know, that's the next best thing is silver. So,
well, I'll say this: it is.
Alex brought up the natural gas thing, and you're going to buy energy. You believe that energy is going to benefit from the dollar, and you buy natural gas. I mean, and it just goes down on you. So, if you're looking to make money from a decline in the dollar and a rise in metals and more tangible, real stuff, my suggestion would be to own the gold.
Yeah.
And to be prepared to buy it on weakness, because there will be some weakness at a time.
Well, Damon, I believe in diversification. So I think I've always told people 70% gold, 30% silver. That's just my layman's view on it. And also silver for the poor man, somebody who didn't have a lot of money, that's good to get into because some people think it's not going to be as volatile. I mean, who knows? But I think diversification, but obviously you're more of an expert than I am on that. Let's talk to Karen in Oregon. Karen, you're on the air with Damon Vickers. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I think maybe his grandmother didn't marry Rockefeller because she heard about the John Rockefeller that went in and hired thugs to murder people in Ludlow, the miners who were actually opposed to the horrific conditions they had, not to mention the Rockefellers donated the United Nations, the eugenics that you talked about. And if you want to talk about natural gas, I think Demon right there is certainly full of it.
Nice. I like that. Well, my name isn't Demon, it's Damon. As for the bear swipes at the Rockefeller family, I am glad that I can go to Acadia National Park because of the Rockefellers. I'm glad that the U.S. Virgin Islands Park exists. I'm glad that the Teton Parks exist, and I think they've made many, many good contributions to the planet.
Well, Damon, I mean, let me say this.
I know there's a lot of fear out there, and all the stuff that you said, I'm against. But
I mean, let me just say this. The Rockefellers are a diverse family, but the big prime movers are really bad news. I mean, I see editorials by David Rockefeller praising Mao Zedong in the New York Times. We have that in my film, Endgame. But I don't think we need to set Damon up here as David Rockefeller. He was simply...
Yeah, I'm not David Rockefeller.
Yes, we're not interviewing. Though I heard a phone conversation at Bilderberg that was recorded, but the guy in the hotel wouldn't let me use it, where he called up David Rockefeller at Bilderberg 2008 and had a long conversation with him in the morning, and it was David Rockefeller. They called his room at 6 a.m., and it was like talking to Mr. Burns from The Simpsons. But, you know, the problem is you get rid of David Rockefeller, it's like shark teeth. There are other people out there pushing this same system. But
exactly. And the man is quite advanced in age anyway, so you may be hearing his passing on literally any day now. Anyway.
But I was going to add, Hitler set up national parks and loved animals. So just because, you know.
He's a Christian too, apparently, at least by his own account.
Yes, and a broken clock is right twice a day. A blind hog can occasionally find troubles. I mean, to sit there and say, well, no. I mean, to sit there and say that the Rockefellers occasionally do something good, you know what, though? You've got the courage to come on here, and you're telling the truth on television. We just appreciate Damon Vickers for coming on this show. Let's take a few more calls. Let's talk to, did you have anything else to add, Karen? Okay, she's gone. Let's go to Anita in Texas. Anita, you're on the air with Mr. Vickers.
Hi. I just wanted to, actually, actually, the lady before me took pretty much the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say the same thing you said just now too, Alex, that, you know, they do a few good things probably for their own benefit and have done, but that doesn't make up for the things they have done bad and are doing and are planning to do. And if they were really for the environment, helping the environment and everything like that, then they wouldn't be, they would look in their own backyard at the things they do, like jetting all over the country and having all these servants, and just like the queen has people who wipes her butt, you know?
Yeah, the groom of the stool.
Well, every one of us, Anita, has a number of servants. They're just located in a different country, like Bangladesh, Vietnam, or India. I mean, what's that number? Maybe 20, 30 to 1? How many people over in the third world, Anita, do you imagine it takes to support our lifestyle here? How many dupes around the world, how many countries around the world do we have to basically plunge into economic chaos to support our standard of living?
Well, Anita, let me say this.
Ponsify the world and sell them our worthless debt. I mean, it's
the bankers.
Homegrown.
But Mr. Vickers, with Anita, again, just because he's a successful businessman, is talking about the New World Order, specifically, though, you can ask him financial questions. He does have pretty good advice. Do you have any questions about let me ask this question. How high do you think the stock market's probably going to go before it starts going down?
Great question. Well, we're coming up. As we speak today, the markets have actually been really strong, and it looks like we're breaking the downtrend of the 2007 peak, meaning that we've hit this line a number of times, and the markets may break that downtrend. If they do, a lot of the people that have shorted the market in recent weeks, thinking the market was overbought, will be forced to cover, and then we go higher. Your question, how high will it go? In theory, we could go all the way back up to the highs of 2007. I know that it makes people feel a lot better. And, of course, they'll go out and spend some money. However, it's an illusion because while that's happening, the dollar is probably going lower, so they may actually be making nothing.
So it's like endorphins flooding the brain as you're dying. It's a sucker's rally.
Until we meaningfully break out, and what I mean by meaningfully break out, I mean this market not only goes up, but it takes out the 2007 highs. This is all kind of interesting, an interesting game to watch. And the only way that can happen is the arrival of a social trend, an adoption cycle, and an investment cycle, a total bull market, whereby we start creating some employment.
Is there any down in gold? Is there any, I mean, do you see any way it's going to plunge?
Well, I don't know that it's going to plunge, but there certainly could be days. There could even be weeks where gold does go down. I would, from a trading standpoint, I would be watching that $1,000 level as kind of our risk management point. Is that if gold breaks below 1,000 significantly, we'd have to watch that.
But on the long graph, you believe it's only going up for the foreseeable future.
I think the trends on gold are very, very strong. I think we'll see 1350, 1400, and we may even see prices well beyond that.
Real quick call from Kyle in Pennsylvania. Kyle, you're on the air with Damon Vickers.
Yeah, I got a question. Like today, for example, we see that GM's lost $1.8 billion. Retailers are cutting their inventory for the 13th month in a row, and yet the stock market goes up 150 points, and the Nasdaq's up 13. I mean, doesn't that clearly show that these markets are either manipulated or not?
Yeah, that's
accurate?
What he's saying. Go ahead.
Now, markets. I mean, there is a plunge protection team. There is a working group that does step in to either stabilize or, from periodically, to move the markets. The what you're seeing today is not manipulation. People are buying based upon the decline in the dollar and all the liquidity that's finding its way.
Yeah.
Interest rates are very low. If you're only getting 1% or 1.5%. Or 2% on a CD, doesn't it make sense to be in assets that are perhaps even yielding closer to 5%?
We got to cut it there. Thank you, Kyle. I'll take more calls coming up. I tell you, you gave us an hour and 15 minutes. We are very thankful. DamonVickers.com. Damon Vickers, thank you for spending time with us today. This was an amazing interview, and I really look forward to having you back up with us in the future to give us a different perspective, and it's been very informative. Thank you.
Me too. Love your show, Alex.
Let me say bye to you here at the break. Thank you so much for that interview. That'll definitely make the rounds of the Internet for some time to come. We even got a little talk of the Queen of England and her servants in there, which I always like to do. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with us.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Watch me, I got it. Watch me, I got it. Hey, I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul and I'm super bad. I got soul and I'm super bad. Move that tells me what to do. Sometimes it's easy. Now I got a move that tells me what to do. Sometimes I feel so nice, I want to try myself to you. I got soul and I'm super bad. I'm loving, love to do my thing.
Damon Vickers.
And I don't need.
Interesting interview. You know, I don't think he's an evil person or a bad guy, and he is a regular listener. I quiz him during breaks. But that's why Rothkopf, the head of the Kissinger Group, came on this show and during the breaks tried to convince me about globalism and the New World Order, and that it was a foregone conclusion, so I might as well have my voice heard in all of it. And that's the thing. You can talk to these guys, and they'll admit it's all going on, and then the rest of the mainstream media says it doesn't exist. So we can't even have a real debate about it. And that's because there's a lot of different people that He doesn't even really believe in globalization. He's saying it's happening, so what are we going to do? But that's almost a mind trick of capitulation to it. But I appreciate him giving us an hour and 20 minutes, and I'm excited to know we can have him and others back on the show so you can get the speech I've gotten many times from people of his similar ilk. Now, a little bit more extreme globalist, Aaron Russo, in his final interview, final videotape interview I did with him that we made into a film, Reflections and Warnings, he talks about Nick Rockefeller going, look, everybody's going to have microchips, and our chips, the elite's chips, are going to say, kiss my butt. He told him this a decade ago, and how they're going to reduce the world population as soon as their world government's in place. Well, I have government policy textbooks by the White House science czar, like EcoScience, saying the same thing. And they really believe this is for everyone's own good. But what it turns into is total corruption and a nightmare. If you go back and look at all the things the New World Order crowd have engineered and carried out, it's horrible. And if you look at California, that series of articles that were in all their major newspapers in the last couple years, where over a million police and state employees and others are above the law, their license plates cannot be read by the license plate reading software that all of our license plates get read by. They're exempt from the law, just like illegal aliens. The globalists want illegal aliens here to drive down wages, to globalize the U.S. I'm not against the illegal aliens, but I know they're being used as a tool. I'm not against water. I love water. I like swimming in it. But I don't want somebody to cram a fire hose down my throat and blow my guts out. I don't want to have my arms bound and a bowling ball tied to me and be thrown into the Atlantic Ocean. So see, I don't dislike the illegal aliens, but they are a bottomless pit of third world labor that will drive down the wages and destroy their future and my family's future. So I'm forced to speak out against them. And I can't sit here and make the decision for third world populations that are having 5, 6, 7 kids. Most of them aren't having 20. The average of the third world's about 4. On average, they have about 6 kids, but 2 of them die. These things will balance out. There's been major studies put out. The Earth can take 10 billion people. The world population is trending to start dropping at 8 billion in 2020. Certainly, we have a lot of dirty technologies that are hurting the Earth. But you cannot allow this elite group to covertly spike your vaccines, spike your water, and do this. But then the elite's argument is always, well, Alex, aren't the people guilty of this? The information you have is public, but they don't care. And there is an argument there. You know, he said, well, somebody who gets conned, they were part of the con. People that took these loans on houses they couldn't pay back, aren't they part of the fraud too? And my analogy is, yeah, a 7 or 8 year old kid who disregards their parents' warning and goes out in the front yard and talks to the man in the van that has the puppy dog, or the little kid that's with them they use to lure the other kid, yes, that 5, 6, 7, 8 year old, 9 year old, they are guilty of not listening to their parents and they should get in trouble. Do they deserve to be hogtied and raped for 6 weeks and then have a snuff film made of their head being macheted off? No. They don't deserve to be raped and have their head macheted off with a machete. And once you buy into, oh, we've got to stop human suffering with a global government, it will fix it, you have fallen to the New World Order. And that's why this film, Reflections and Warnings, is so important. People that see it are like, man, this is really informative. Because I'm in it, separate little clips, video clips, documentation. And then you see the stuff Aaron Russo said 2.5 years ago before he died, when he was getting cancer treatment in Houston. So much of it has come true. Get this free with a whole bunch of combo deals we have on the shopping cart at InfoWars.com. Get Reflections and Warnings free when you get it with Follow the Republic. And with Endgame, we have a bunch of different combo deals and Obama Deception. I want to get this film out. It needs to be seen. Reflections and Warnings available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Don't wait. Get them. Give them to people.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, it's MZ wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. We are here live, ladies and gentlemen. And if you think I'm going to sit around as the globalists take control of my life, you got another thing coming. I understand human potential and our destiny. Even if the world is overpopulated, the elite should stop suppressing technologies and hoarding them, and we should be exporting excess populations to the stars. The elite have made the decision to exterminate most of the world's population, all because they don't want you to have access to the life extension technologies. I don't like them charting the future of the world. And I don't like their responses back to us of, well, the public doesn't care. They want to play video games and watch UT Longhorns because the establishment has force-fed it down their throats in a feedback loop. Now, I said earlier I was going to play the head of Health and Human Services clip where Kathleen Sebelius is bragging publicly about, oh, our PR campaign and children's television shows and movies to take the swine flu shot is really working. That is only the tip of the iceberg. Last week we played clips from Fox News where they brag, Fox TV itself, that they are propagandizing in every TV show, in every movie, in every program for the global carbon tax. And then you have the White House, going back many White Houses, but it's getting bigger and bigger now, and you have the General Accounting Office stating it's illegal, taking hundreds of billions. I mean, Bush spent $8 billion just on the No Child Left Behind propaganda and didn't tell you that sitcoms and dramas and radio and newsprint, fiction, nonfiction, was lying and spinning and paid for. Most TV is now paid for lying propaganda. I don't know how Jesse Ventura's TV show is going to get on the air if it's actually anti-New World Order. He swears it is. I've looked at some of it. It looks pretty good. We'll see if that even happens. You know, that was him hinting last week that it may not even make it on the air. Fox admits to planting political brainwashing in popular TV shows. Perhaps we should cue this up, too. See, here's the problem. I don't want to just play a couple clips here and then make you think I'm putting on all my evidence. I have hundreds of clips, not just where they're admitting it, but where they're engaging in it. Suddenly Al Gore's on half the dramas and TV shows, and Saturday Night Live is the priest, the savior. If you don't go for the global carbon tax, you want to kill Africans, when it's the globalists that are actually implanting the vaccines with the HIV. And their argument is, well, if we don't kill them, there'll be even more suffering. And then it comes out in the Times of London, the world's rich secretly meet to discuss population reduction. And it is disgusting how the general public hears this and has an automatic denial program implanted in their mind to just say, none of it exists, none of it exists, when I'm here telling you the secrets of the world. I'm here telling you what's really going on in the controllers' minds. I'm reading their documents. I spend the time. I'm here telling you that a horrible nightmare is being set up by a bunch of true believers. And their argument is almost proven by the fact that you want to be killed. You want to drink sodium fluoride. Hundreds of chemicals they put in your water to give you cancer and sterilize your butts. And do you see people marching on the City Hall of Austin, Texas, where I have probably 100,000 plus fans and listeners? No. I would have to beat the drum for a month to get 10,000 people to go down there and have them ignore us. It needs to be every day. It needs to be 100,000 of you. And it's the same for other places around the country. We have got to prove to the elite that we are part of the decision-making process. Because in their weird psychology, they say, hey, we've told you what we're doing. You don't care. Therefore, it's fair game. There's another issue, too. Globalists are always saying, join us, join us, join us. If I've been approached 50 times, I bet Ron Paul's been approached 500 times. I've been taken up on the mountain many times and offered great power. But it means nothing because I know it's evil at its core. I'm not delusional. I know it stinks. My scam meter goes off the chart just looking at Al Gore, much less understanding him and researching him. That just verifies what I already knew. But they have this weird rule where they've got to tell you what they're going to do to you. It's like fair game. It's like they're saying, prepare for battle. It's like you're in a ring with a shield and a sword, and they hit their sword and shield together and say, on guard, get on guard. I'm going to kill you. I mean, you know, they're gentlemen. They say, on guard, I'm going to kill you. On guard, I'm going to build a technological police state grid, and then we're going to kill you. Do you see all our police massing around you, brainwashed and ready for blood? Do you see all the surveillance? Do you see how we're imploding your economy? On guard! On guard! And the public's like, cheeseburger, lock it. You know, just like, that Alex Jones is a nut. And I'm going, they're saying on guard. They're saying on guard. They're attacking. They're attacking. My God, they just gave 45% of the women in this country, in one African country, HIV. My God, these people are devastators. And the general public's like, did you hear about the UT horns? Did you hear about the Winter Olympics coming up? And I'm like, yeah, that's real neat. I understand the UT horns. You should drop everything you're doing to fight these people, to speak out against them, to at least address them. If you can't even address them with real evidence, then they say that's proof that you're subhuman and deserve to die. If you can't even man up and face the situation we're in and address the elite, they won't even talk to you. They think it's cute and funny I'm on the air. They think it's cute and funny I'm here warning you. Because they think you're dogs and that you're not going to wake up. And they say if you did wake up and actually addressed them, then they might do something else. But I know their nature. That's not really the case. It's like a little game. All right, let's play some of these clips and go to some final calls here for people that are holding a mic. Elizabeth, John, Lamont, and Jason. But I'm going to go to your calls. You got to go quickly. The first clip is the Health and Human Services Secretary bragging about how great the propaganda is going. And the White House now admits they're propagandizing on global warming, on anti-gun. This is all going on right now. You need to be aware this isn't a free or healthy society when your tax money is used to take over TV, radio, and media. Here it is. In just a moment. Here it is. It's loading now. For the latest news on H1N1, go to VacTruth.com. That's who posted this.
And Ranking Member Collins and members of the committee, I am pleased to have a chance to appear with my colleagues and give you an update at this critical time. And I would start by echoing what Secretary Napolitano has said, that the collaboration and cooperation of the not only the three of us representing three critical sort of frontline agencies, but across this government has been remarkable. And we have had wonderful results also with state and local partners, tribal partners, private sector.
Mr. Chair, we are continuing to focus on mitigation. In the meantime, there's still some fairly simple steps that people need to take. Social isolation, staying home when you're sick, washing hands, coughing and sneezing into arms. I've been very impressed that children are listening to Elmo and they are correcting their parents in terms of sneeze technique. And we are doing everything we can think of with our partners in terms of the communication effort. Not only using traditional media, but we have great partners in Sesame Street, in Sid the Science Kid, where the Secretary and I will launch a new program today, Facebook, Twitter, ESPN that runs the scrolls into college dorms is a partner in encouraging that age group to get the vaccination. We've had YouTube videos, so we are trying to get the word out to folks that vaccination is the best defense against this flu, and the good news is I think it's beginning to become available around the country.
Okay, now that was Kathleen Sebelius, who I guess had a sty, so she was like one-eyed, like Sauron. They're staring out at people. Did you catch it? Not only are they admitting they're brainwashing your children, we're going to play one of those clips right now from PBS, paid for by the government. Do you notice she said the young children are correcting their parents? Remember Al Gore and all these middle school, high school, and elementary school speeches? He says, correct your parents. They're wrong. And then the New York Times had those articles where the seven-year-old writes fake tickets to their parents. And now at schools in the U.S., U.K., and Canada, they give them little ticket books to write their parents up. This is how they're inducting us into the 1984 society. The state is taking over your children right in front of you. That is absolute, total tyranny you just saw. That should enrage all of you. You should have all your children out of public schools immediately. You shouldn't be letting them watch television. The state is taking over the family and telling your children to tell you what to do. It doesn't get more Nazi or Soviet or Maoist or Hitlerian than that. Now, here's one of the brainwashing programs she mentioned. And notice that the nurse laughs when she goes, it'll hurt a little, but it'll help a lot. They're even letting you know the sterilization because there's too many of you. It may hurt a little, but it'll help a lot. Here it is.
Ooh, stopping that virus, that's our goal. So come on, everybody, we're getting the shot. It might hurt a little bit.
Just a little bit.
But it's going to help a whole lot.
This vaccination is a great opportunity.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
To do something for yourself and your community.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
The virus won't spread if we don't let it.
So roll up your sleeves and come and get it.
If I don't get the virus, I won't give it to you.
If you don't give it to me, I won't give it to her.
If I don't get it from her, I won't give it to them.
That's true.
If I don't get the virus,
and I won't be able to have children either. Children dying of cancer, so much fun. Take the euthanization shot, slow kill, yeah. Back it up 10 seconds. Now, I'm going to explain to you mammal psychology. They study dog training under Pavlov, the Russian. Humans keep dogs more often than cats because we're most similar to dogs in our pack psychology. Now, he's the little one. He's the little one. He's the littlest one. And remember, when you're five, you look up to the 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds. And so they all dance first. And then he dances at the end, and everyone turns and gives him attention, and he goes up the chain in the pack towards alpha male. And so the message is, you'll be popular if you take this shot. All psych warfare by the Pentagon, brainwashing your children. Here it is, the savage manipulation. So the little puppy sees the bigger dogs in the pack that he admires. When he says, I'm going to get the shot, they all suddenly turn and go, ah, and he's the center of everything. Oh, God, bring me the brain damage. Bring me the sterilization. Bring me the cancer. Oh, God, sterilize me. It might hurt a little, but it's going to help a lot. Like the White House science czar says, sterilizing him. Let's show him getting sterilized right here. He's a good member of the pack. He joins the military, like all the TV shows brainwashing kids. G.I. Joe, great American hero. Go, Joe. Here it is.
I'm ready to roll. Stopping that virus, that's my goal. So come on, everybody, we're getting a shot. It might hurt a little bit,
just a little bit.
Ah.
Ouch.
There you go. That'll stop you from breeding. This is totally sick. Let's go out to break, and I'll come back and take a few final calls. Let's go out to break with the parent company News Corp. They released this on MySpace and TV, bragging that they're brainwashing you, that global warming's man-made, and we need to do something about it, with all this fear. And then meanwhile, Fox TV criticizes Ron Paul and other people, and Cavuto and others are kind of sideways on whether it's real or not. But then their publications say, don't worry, it's not going to pass. So you stand down. Let's go to the next level. Oh, we're queuing it up right now. Yeah, if people want to find it, it's Fox admits to planting political brainwashing in popular TV shows. This is from March 6th of this year. But I really think this illustrates things well for people. Oh, you guys didn't know we were going to that? Okay. Sometimes these web videos. All right, here we go. We'll go out to break with it and come back with the rest of it. Here it is.
I want to set an example to others in our industry and other industries that no matter what the size of your carbon footprint is, you can make a difference.
I was safe on record.
Global warming.
Probably.
Press button to see what global warming will do in the next 3 years.
3 years is a long ways away.
What could we do on a practical level to start making a difference?
Just had another thought. What if the Scared Straight Show had a green message, too?
The biggest thing we've done is inserting messages about the environment into some of our content.
I don't follow. Green, it means environmentally friendly.
The lifeblood of our company is the quality of our TV shows, and we would accomplish nothing if we compromised that quality.
Going green doesn't fit with the rest of the show. Working magic. Make it fit.
Hey, Brian. I'm not going to recycle this aluminum can. I'm just going to throw it in the trash. Ha! Your Earth's bitch.
The most powerful way that we could communicate the commitment on behalf of our company was to change the practices within the production, as well as work in a message about global warming, about environmental changes, and about empowering people to take responsibility.
Why are your wedding programs bumpy?
Seats. We're having a green wedding, so after the reception, our guests can plant the programs, grow flowers.
I could live in the sea. I'd make friends with a whale, and we'd live in a sunken pirate ship. That'd show global warming.
We've come up with, you know, all sorts of strategies for lessening our footprint. Everything from utilizing hybrid vehicles in on our production.
Look at all these Hummers. What kind of jerk would drive one of those?
Dude, this car kicks ass! Yeah, Rumsfeld!
We're using biodiesel.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get three bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Look, we're basically out of time. I'm going to try to jam in Mike and Elizabeth. I got John, Lamont, Jason. Call me back tomorrow. I'll get you on. But Mike and Elizabeth, I'm going to try to go to you here in a moment. I want to thank a few of the sponsors today. Frontsight.com. Have you heard of the millionaire patriot, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, the founder of Frontside Firearms Training Institute? He's offering a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training to my listeners. 5 days of world-class gun training at the Frontsight Firearms Training Institute and a secured 30-state weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Act fast, and they'll give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. They got 2-day, 4-day, 5-day courses and a lot of free stuff online as well at Front Sight, like the front of your rifle, frontsight.com, ladies and gentlemen. Also, look, I'm not going to belabor this. Ted Anderson is selling out of the gold. He bought at the $1,000 level with it above $1,140. He's selling out of this. It's done tonight. Give him a call, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. He's never offered a deal. Never has it been this good. He's had a lot of great deals. This is the best. Let's go ahead and go to Mike in Michigan. Mike, you're on the air.
Alex.
Hey,
Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, listen, I love your radio show and all the work you do, and I love people like Officer Jack McLam and Dr. Deagle. But, buddy, you got my blood pressure up today. I can turn on CNN, Fox News, or listen to Glenn Beck if I want to listen to New World Order horse crap. But when I turn your program on, I don't want to hear some gutter rat promoting New World Order's satanic agenda. Like I say, I'm not here to chew your ear end. I love you. I love what you're doing. But we do not want to hear some gutter rat promoting this trash.
All right, well, let me be clear with you, Mike, and just hold your horses for a minute. I disagreed with him, and I saw him on national TV admit the New World Order takeover, and so I didn't really know who this guy was. I'd seen him on TV a few times. So I got him on, and we learned a lot, and a lot of people that are in denial about this stuff are now going to awaken. If I could get Henry Kissinger on, I would. If I could get David Rockefeller on, I would. I don't think this guy is consciously, doing the things they're doing. But, I mean, I think it was very informative. This is not just some religious cult where it's only one view. I have people on here that I disagree with a lot. And I didn't know that all that was going to happen when he was on with us. But I will tell you, I plan on having him back on. I mean, Mike, give me a little bit of credit that I might know what I'm doing here. I mean, I saw the guy on TV and said, wow, let's get that guy on. We call. He knows who I am, which shows they're listening. And we got him on the show. And so, I mean, I think it was very positive. You don't normally hear that on mainstream television. I mean, so you're saying it wasn't informative to have him on?
No, it's that he's promoting his agenda. And, you know, it's like I want to hear you and hear what you got to say. And like I said, I love your show and I love your work. But it's like, you know, I feel like, you know, it's like having Glenn Beck on. What do we need to hear that trash for? You know what I'm saying?
I would have Glenn Beck on in a minute. Like, let's try to get Glenn Beck again. I'd love to have him. He won't do it. I'd love to have him on and ask why he stabs Ron Paul in the back. I mean, come on. Mike, I hear what you're saying, but I respectfully disagree with you. And I would love to have – I've tried to get Rothkopf back on. He won't come on now. And I want to get Holbrook on. I mean, I want to get all these people on. I didn't exactly know where that guy was going to go with all that, but that was a pleasant surprise getting to see all that reveal. You know, we get to hear about Nick Rockefeller saying things to Aaron Russo, but it's one thing to hear about, another thing to hear it directly from him. But that guy's a true believer. Elizabeth in Tennessee, you got about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Alex?
Yes, Elizabeth, welcome.
Hey, I'm so glad to be on with you. I do give you a lot of credit, Alex. I appreciate you so much and pray for you and your family. I just also wanted to take exception with what Damon Vickers had to say. His perception of Americans as being fat and lazy and sitting in our armchair. I just wanted to say that Americans have worked real hard to have the prosperity.
Ma'am, I'm out of time. Call me back. We'll no doubt discuss it tomorrow. I think he was talking about a subset of people. Obviously, we've got some of the hardest working, smartest, best people in the world. We've got to save that. Great job, crew. Retransmission starts now. Infowars.com. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.